All right, all right. I think we're ready for the next episode, fellas. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to season number 2, episode 8 of the Tech Hustle. What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up,
Raymond?
Morning.
Chiller, D Hustle, you doing good, player?
Doing phenomenal.
Well, audience, I'm your host, Bobby D, and I know I haven't really spent time introducing myself as much. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but we got a really cool show ahead of us. And let me tell you guys, I had a real good day off of work yesterday, y'all. MLK Day, right?
Yes, sir.
Big shout outs to everybody that took the time to recognize a brilliant, brilliant man, for sure. And, definitely. Thanks so much, D-Hustle, for that round of applause. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Tech Hustle.
We had a dream, baby.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I'm going to give y'all the lineup of today's conversation and how we're going to break it down. I hope everybody had a nice, fruitful weekend, a nice few days off. I know the kids were at the house chilling. How was the kids, Raymond?
Yeah, we're good, good.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Raymond, real quick, I heard you had a little adventure the other day. Where'd you end up going, player?
Hold on.
Get them started early.
Yeah, got? we dusted up the go-kart.
Whoa.
Yes.
The electric go-kart?
Uh-huh. Electric go-kart. It was dusted up, cobwebs and everything. Literally had cobwebs on it, everything. Put it in the car yesterday. Uh-huh. We went to the two parks, and we had an adventure yesterday. So,
D-Hustle, did you hear that?
Yeah. I'm glad it's being used. That's what
glad so, it's getting some miles so on
the,
it.
The people out there that don't know, my man Raymond got a nice little go-kart.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not able to drive it around the community due to a whole bunch of Karens.
HOAs.
But I'm more than happy to pick it up out of his hands, and he is not
letting it go.
He'd rather have cobwebs go all over it than to give it to your boy over here.
Yeah.
But I will say, at least it got used this weekend.
Yeah, it got used.
I mean, that's good. At least I know it still works.
Yes, yes. Yeah. At least you know it still works, right?
Still works. We're still working on it.
All right, fellas. All right, so let's run down the show today. So what we're going to kick off is a tech talk by me. Big shout out to another mentee of mine. Yo, we really got some listeners. Give them a round of applause for sure. Listening in to the podcast.
Appreciate you.
And she threw me a really nice question, which I'm really going to be able to open up.
Okay.
But the topic or the title of the tech talk is going to be automating yourself out of a job. And this is when I used to work at Twitter, and we'll go into that a little bit more details. Afterwards, we'll have D-Hustle for some quick news. We're going to have Raymond's Nuggets. Raymond, don't call him Ray Ray, my guy. He got some sites that we're going to check out. And then I know D-Hustle's waiting for this, especially with the results of some of the sporting events that we had. It's going to be fire. Y'all better listen to the end of this podcast for sure, because D-Hustle is going to give us some sports updates, some current events, and definitely big shout outs to our sponsors, where we're going to spend some time recognizing our sponsor, and then I'm going to close it out. How's that sound, fellas?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, how about y'all, good. Audience? What do y'all think? Y'all ready? Let's go.
I like it.
All right, fellas. Well, D-Hustle, cue me up with some music, man. Let me get a little bit started, man.
Okay.
You know how I like this.
Talk to me right.
Thank you so much, D-Hustle. We're going to jump right into our tech talk today. And this afternoon or this morning, I don't know where you're at around the world. I just hope you're listening in. I'm going to be talking about a question that came in by a mentee of mine, wanting me to dive more deeper into some of the things I worked on while I worked at Twitter. So if you all did not know, and I really want to encourage you all to research each member of the podcast, but also pull me up on LinkedIn and check out some of my work history and where I've worked at in the past, and just brush my shoulders off a little bit, just a little bit. So I worked at Twitter for about almost 10 years.
Yes, hold up.
Yeah. Big shout outs.
In case you guys didn't know.
If you didn't know, now you know. And I worked there at becoming a staff engineer, a very high-level engineer managing large infrastructure around the world. But one of the cool things about my job is I actually really got to invent some really cool software, some really cool things that, unfortunately, the world's not going to know about unless I talk about it because, Elon Musk bought that thing and, anything outside of that is his, right? But as the mentee reached out to me, me was like, hey, Bobby D, why don't you tell us something that cool that you worked on, if you invented something or like a programming language that you used to really develop some of this stuff. So I want to talk to you all about a concept, or actually a practice. It's more of a mantra of mine called automating yourself out of a job. And it's basically one of the things that I did working at Twitter, which is writing software to automate tedious tasks that I don't have to worry about, my team doesn't have to worry about, and guess what? It automatically happens. And the tool that I create or help create, because number one, it's not only me that worked on this tool, so don't nobody come back and be like, hey, Bobby said that he did everything. I didn't do everything, but you know your boy was at the keyboard getting it in for sure.
Facts.
So the tool that I'm going to talk about is a really cool tool, and we called it AutoBird. Yeah, I know. AutoBird, yes, Twitter. Every tool we had had a bird name with it. I created something called RocketBird one time. Oh, we had BlueBird, we had GoBird, we had so many services and softwares with birds' names. But the one I'm going to talk about now is called AutoBird. And to define what it was a fully automated provisioning system. I know some of y'all be like, what is he talking about? And some of y'all be like, ooh, that's kind of cool. So let me give you the example or the problem that we're solving. Now, I'll ask Raymond this. Raymond, have you ever installed a server before?
Yes.
And you had to actually install the operating system, right?
Correct.
And then you had to install the applications, yep. Right? And or you had to physically install it inside of a data center, right? Correct. And if you're not familiar with a data center is a building, like a warehouse size. And the thing working at Twitter is we had hundreds of thousands of computers, the same servers that Raymond was talking about, that we had to install in these buildings. Now, we had them from the floor to the ceiling. And I'm telling you, it's one of the most craziest things I've ever seen, seeing all those computers in one place. It literally felt like I was in the middle of the internet. But the thing is that if you think about what I just asked Raymond as an individual, he's doing that for one computer and one person. What if we had to do that for tens of thousands of computers? Do we have to hire tens of thousands of Raymonds or myself to go and do it?
Yes.
You think so?
That's why.
D-Hustle's like, yo, write them checks, right? Or do you do something that I'm very well versed at, is automating yourself out of those jobs, which is we no longer needed an individual to go plug in the computer, to install the operating system, or to configure the applications for it. All we needed them to do was stack that computer, plug it in, plug in the network, and walk away. And that's the automation that I created, which is once you press that power button, we no longer needed to touch that computer again. Because we fully automated the boot process, we fully automated the operating system installation, we fully automated everything that you needed to do to make sure that computer was ready to go within an hour and a half from the time we powered it on. And that's the thing that we were really working towards, is how fast can we get computers into our data centers, power them on, and get them to serve production traffic. And AutoBird, the tool that I worked on and really helped, you know, invent, was the foundational tools to be able to do that, because it took advantage of things like the Linux boot process, which we talked about two or three episodes ago. So definitely check that out. It took advantage of something called Pixie booting, which is booting off of the network. So you didn't really need to have someone there to pop in a CD. I don't know if you remember those good old days, Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
You're like popping in a CD, one CD after the other, or even I'll even go further back. D-Hustle might know this, using floppy drives to actually install operating systems, right?
What is that?
A quarter inch floppy drive, right? That's archaic, right? To where we are now, where everything is streamed across an internal network so that you can easily bring computers into your environment. Now, I know I'm simplifying it by describing it as a fully automated provisioning system, but just imagine that we install 10,000 computers today. Let's say this morning, it's almost 10:30 a.m. By 11:30 a.m., 10,000 computers were ready for production traffic. Mm. That was amazing. That was one of the,
shout out to you guys,
for sure. Like,
that's impressive.
It blew my mind once we were able to fully automate this task, because it really automated myself out of a job. We had a team of 8 engineers, and it came down to everybody decided to either leave Twitter, go work on another team, and I was the last man standing on that team, and all I had to do was support that software called AutoBird.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because the last part of that software was I was the only individual left, but I didn't want to sit there and work on that anymore, because I wanted to go work on some new cool stuff.
Right.
So I closed the gap in automation, and literally, I promise you, it ran for almost a year and a half, and nobody knew that there was nobody else, like an individual working on it, right? We automated the hell out of that thing. And big shout outs to the fleet management team. What up, fleet shout management? Out. Big shout outs to provisioning engineering. What's going on? Big shout outs to all the teams that I worked with at Twitter that really gave me the opportunity to scale Twitter at a level that, you know, the world doesn't even really know what we did, but also really invent some cool software to automate ourselves out of a job. Now, just to dial back a little bit, programming language, all of that was written in Python. Have you heard of Python?
Yeah.
Yeah, Python is one of those easy to adopt, easy to learn language. And I use the word easy in the sense of it's a very phonic language. The way that you read it is the way that it works. And the other cool thing is that that programming language has so many libraries, so many frameworks that allows you to build some automation like the one I just described. And if there is any recommendation that I want to make sure I drop here for anyone listening in, especially if you're pursuing a field of engineering, is learn Python. It's not going nowhere. It's going to only be used even more. And it's a great language to transition to other languages. But I also tell you that out of hundreds of candidates I've interviewed over the years, the language that has worked out the most for the most of the candidates is Python. All the other ones, I get it, but Python, hands down, automating myself out of job, thank you to the universe that I had a chance to work on Python at that scale to have a really in-depth understanding of how computers work and how to reduce a team from 8 engineers to 1 and then eventually automating myself out of a job, and then that thing ran for a year and a half and nobody even knew. Wow. I'll let your boy is Bobby D.
Bobby D. Let's go.
Yeah, and y'all got any questions to follow up before we jump into the next topic?
Besides Python, what else are other representatives use?
Mm-hmm. Programming language-wise? So Python is obviously the one that I would highly recommend. It's probably one of the easier ones. Another one is a Java, which is a also interpreted programming language. There's something called a JVM, which makes it ability for the program you write to run on any computers. Right. It's the next level up and more back-end systems. I would say if you really want to go low level, there's a programming language I would encourage everyone, especially if you're systems engineering, software engineering, looking to get into, is Golang. It's G-O is the acronym, but it's called Golang, and it's produced by Google, one of the coolest programming languages out there. Another one that would really go lower level, I would say C++, but I'm going to give you a newer one. It's called Rust, R-U-S-T. Mm. And it's the next level of programming language to kind of take that interpreted language, basically, I'm sorry, compiled language, so that you can write code that runs even more faster. So those would be some of the lower back-end programming languages. And then I'll throw in just a few others. So you have front-end languages. If you're learning front-end and you want to do web development, I say learn JavaScript. I know there's React, AngularJS, those are all frameworks, libraries on top of it, but learn the foundational JavaScript, including HTML and CSS, but JavaScript more specifically. And then if you're going to go to the client end, that's going to be Android and iOS development, Swift. And Android is also like a Java-based programming language, so once you learn Java, you kind of can go back and forth. But of them all, Python is definitely my number one. And let me put in a plug real quick. Y'all know we have a GitHub repository out there, right? Mm-hmm. And big shout-outs to everybody that's supporting us on GitHub. We really do appreciate you. So there is a repository that we have on GitHub to learn Python. I just published it the other day. It's a course that goes into details about basic understandings of how Python works. And if you're looking to level up, come and holler at your boy over here at the Tech Hustle. We got you on GitHub.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's github.com/thetechhustle.
That's it.
All right, fellas. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Right. What's up,
so,
Raymond?
So hopefully you got some life learned lessons in there on not, you know, digging yourself of a job, automating yourself out of a job in the future.
Uh-huh. So life lesson. So one of the things that a lot of people, whenever I say automating myself out of a job, they feel like I'm going to get laid off. And the cool thing about automating yourself out of a job is that you're automating yourself so that you can work on other things. You don't want to only be working on the same thing over and over for 3, 4, 5 years. It's like, hey, if you can automate some of the tasks that you do, it's going to open up more opportunities for you to scale and also grow in your career. So that's always my feedback whenever I hear, you know, a little bit of like, like, what do you mean automate yourself out of a job? Yeah, I mean automate yourself out of this job so you can work on that job and that job and that job and continue to develop your skill sets. Does that make sense, Raymond?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Don't be scared, bro. Automate.
Shout out to
Malik here. Yeah, for sure. All right, y'all. So another opportunity for anybody else, if you do have a topic you want me to dive deeper in, talking about my time working at Twitter, my time working at Citrix Systems, working for state local government. I don't even know if y'all knew, but I used to travel the world for, 3 to 5 years working on cruise ships. So I got so many gems and stories that if you did not know, come and holler at your boy. I got it for you, for real.
Around the world.
That's great.
for sure. All right, now, so I think we about ready for the next big introduction here. Let me see if I got something for you. Let me see. Ooh, we got my guy D Hustle giving us some news update. What up, player?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Good 3-day weekend. 3-day
weekend,
sir.
Yeah.
3-day weekend. A lot of people get that, man, but much love. Before I get into it, man, I just want to know if everybody's starting the year hitting the gym.
Ooh, that's always on top of the list.
It's always the type of everybody getting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
new
always.
New Year's, everybody's always going to the gym. Gym is
I'm
packed.
Trying to slim up.
Yeah. You got the new gym clothes and everything. So.
For sure.
Wait until March. Everybody's fucking home watching TV, bro. But anyway, I came across this guy, man. My man. Shout out to Richard Morgan here. My man is 93 years old.
He 93.
Is fit as a 40-year-old guy. My man has been working out hard.
That's what's up, man.
Wow, that's impressive.
93 years old, 93 and you said he got a body like a 40-year-old.
Body like a 40-year-old. I mean, so everybody just, hey, if he can do it, everybody can do it.
For sure.
Stop playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. Wow.
And then I guess just heads up for the audience, we threw it inside of our Discord podcast.
Yes, sir.
So you can definitely be able to see those links there.
He's very active, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Very impressive. Very active.
Yeah.
Next thing up is my Microsoft.
Oh, what's up with Microsoft? What's going on with them?
A price premium version for Copilot AI software for customers at $20 per user.
That's what's up.
So
now,
you guys want to use the AI?
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
So this is going to be a Copilot AI software and
that.
$20 per user?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely going to open it up. What's up, D? Raymond.
Is this different from ChatGPT, or is this like a partnership or what?
I think it looks like it's going to be foundationally off of ChatGPT. ChatGPT Turbo is going to be what it's backed by, but it's going to have the ability to access your Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook,
yes,
Note 1. I mean, yo, this Copilot thing is really going to change the game for, office working and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Interesting. Okay.
But what? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I started playing more with the ChatGPT and stuff like that in the last couple of weeks. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's always leveling up. And I don't know if you've been listening to this podcast audience, but I use it on a daily basis, and I would highly recommend everybody getting familiarized with it.
Yep, okay. Yep.
Yeah, what else you got, D?
Do you know that Apple, don't know if you heard, Apple tries to tell dozens of their employees to move to San Diego, Austin, or if not, they get laid off.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
That is a big thing. I've just put it on there in the Discord there. Basically, what's going on is that they have 121 employees in San Diego to relocate Austin.
Mm.
If not, they're going to be facing laid off.
Wow.
Not too sure why.
They
will be terminated on April 26th, report says. So,
oh, man.
The giant tech issues a ultimatum of giving workers until the end of February to choose whether they want to move.
If not,
let go.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, to just uproot your life, whether you got family or friends there. I mean, yeah, that's pretty tough. I mean, what would you guys do in that situation?
Well, they're gonna pay for everything for me to move.
D-House was like, yo, they have the moving costs, a little bit of a bonus or something.
My truck, are we gonna have a place? Because you know, interest levels now these days, looking for apartments, everything is up.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Are you gonna compensate all that?
Right.
We gotta ask these questions.
Yeah, right. For sure.
You know, are we moving into a new area? Are you providing housing? Are you providing what? I mean, Am I getting a raise for moving?
Correct, correct.
Yeah, I mean, the workload is only going to be different, yeah, right?
Am I getting a new position? What am I doing?
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, ideally, you would think Austin is cheaper than San Diego. I mean, you know.
Ideally, but Austin's coming up, though. I mean, yeah, there's a tech scene over there.
Yeah,
though.
I know. I've heard Austin is a big tech scene, so that's interesting. So. So yeah, that's terrible. I mean, for me,
it depends on where I'm at in my family in terms of finances, goals, paths, planes, and definitely want to just send out to anyone that has to make that decision some love from the tech hustle, because I know it's going to be really tough to decide. But overall, really, you know, based on their career growth, what they want to do. But I don't know if you want to leave Apple, though. So
Yeah. Speaking of Apple, did you guys see that a couple days ago that Microsoft just surpassed Apple as the most valuable company?
Word?
Apple had the reign for 10 years in a row, and Microsoft just overtook them.
Microsoft is not playing.
And not playing around. Shout out to Microsoft.
They contribute that to the AI.
Wow.
Yeah, so they contribute that to AI, you know, just is which is the big buzz thing right now, so...
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, in general, any of these companies reaching $1 trillion evaluation or overall money in the bank, because you know Apple got cash in the bank.
Facts.
That's definitely a milestone, and I hope everybody's tuned in to watch along. And I know we don't give financial advice, but diversify yourself. Tech stocks is definitely where you want to put some of your chips at, but definitely, let's all level up together.
Facts.
For sure. All right. Well, D-Hustle, thank you for some of those news updates. I know we will get you back on the mic a little bit later, but I think we got an opportunity to give Raymond, don't call him Ray Ray, Raymond's Nuggets an opportunity. What's up, player? What's going on, man?
What's up, gentlemen? What's up, Bobby D? What's up, D-Hustle?
What's up, Raymond? Don't call me Ray Ray.
Don't call him Ray Ray. What's up, player? What's good?
I'm here. I've been better, but I'm here.
Yeah.
So first up, I got two nuggets here for you and the audience here. The first one is
here we go.
Thank you for that, D-Hustle.
No problem.
Is iFix.com. Basically, okay. iFix.com is a website for those of you who are handy, such as Mr. Bobby D.
Yo, I got you.
Mr. Bobby D is very hands-on. He likes fixing things, and I stumbled upon this site, iFix.com. It's for those of you like Mr. Bobby D who don't want to overpay for someone fixing their electronics. What's great about this site is, Bobby D and D-Hustle, is that they sell all the tools and the hardware. If you want to fix your electronics yourself. And what's great about it also is they have the tutorial as well. Nice. So for example, I've got an iPhone 12, and if, let's just say I wanted to replace the battery, I can type in iPhone 12 and it will kind of direct me and tell me how to fix it. So
that's what's up.
The tutorial, you can buy the tools and everything from them. So iFix.com, for those of you who are, you know, handy and don't want to overpay for someone to fix your stuff like Mr. Bobby D.
Yeah.
Check it out. So
well I want to get a quick pause there because I'm Mr. Bobby D.
Mr. Bobby D, I'm sorry.
I like it, but I don't like the name. I know if you go to a mall, there is an iFix store.
Yeah,
basically it's
cell phone fixing, right? Yeah, like cracked screens and stuff.
We need to work on these names, guys.
I agree. Yeah.
But that's what's up, man. And yes, I do enjoy tinkering around, and that's what it really is. Is I really like taking things apart. And if you hear my life story, which is coming out in my book, yo, chapter number one, big, for sure. you'll understand why I like taking things apart and tinkering with stuff. And this is going to be a new site in my bookmark. So thank you so much, Raymond.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, whereas I'm the opposite. I just
throw it out and buy something new.
Well, no, I got someone to fix it. I'm gonna pay someone to fix that.
I'm a Raymond.
Yeah, I want no part of that. I get frustrated. Like, oh yeah, just go on YouTube. Like, YouTube makes it so easy, and when you go and try it yourself, it's not the same. It's like,
You know my engineering mindset, bro. I like taking things apart, figuring out how it works,
I leave screws out,
bro. That's interesting that you're that mindset as well, D-Hustle, being that you're handy with the car and stuff
That's the thing. When the car is, it's different because I feel like with engineering or anything that has to do with computer, you fuck up anything, it's done.
Correct.
You're completely done. In the car, it's not the same way. It's a screw. You fuck up a screw, you go get another screw.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here, it's, you know,
Oh yeah, you can fry your own motherboard just by, you know, static electricity.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was surprised at myself. Years ago, I was able to put a smart light in my house.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it took me 3 days, but you know, I'm like, never again. But you know, yeah. So it was supposed to take, you know, 20 minutes according to YouTube, but yeah, never again. So
yeah, I usually get those phone calls from Raymond. Don't call him Ray Ray.
I believe,
but I got you.
I believe Bobby D helped me put my Ring camera doorbell on. I was frustrated with that.
I
ended up calling him, and he came and fixed it. I was like, I can't do it.
Mr. Handy Hand.
I need to start charging him. That's what I need to do. That's when he's going to stop calling me.
Nobody want to get charged.
Quiet. But I got you, player. You know I got you.
So, yeah, check it out for those of you who are handy, ifix.com.
For sure.
Good information.
Thank you so much for that nugget, kid. So what else you got on your list? I heard you got two things. What's good?
Yeah, the second one, lastly, is there's another site you want to check out is called WeTransfer.
What is it? What?
We transfer, not we transfer. Don't get excited here. We hustle with Bobby D. Shout out to all my weed smokers or whatever.
Okay.
So it's WeTransfer, W-E, WeTransfer.
W-E.
So WeTransfer.
Yo, what does A. Smith have to say?
It's like Stephen A. says, stay off the weed, man. So that's my Stephen A. person there. So
what's up with this WeTransfer?
WeTransfer is basically if you ever find yourself in a situation, D-Hustle, where you can't send large files in your email system, for example. You're sending Bobby D, you know, hey, all of the last podcast episodes that we got queued up via email, and it's just too big. You can't send it. You can go to this site called WeTransfer, and basically it allows you to type in the recipient's email address, and you put the from email address yours, and you can send up to 2 gigabytes in files.
Oh, that's what's up.
Anyone for free, completely free. Up to 2 gigs, and 2 gigs is a lot. It's pretty big. Enough for anybody. They do have, you know, a paid version if you need to send more than 2 gigs, but you can send up to 2 gigs completely for free.
If you
want to bypass, you know, going to like, you know, using Google or something
Apple,
like that, or Apple Cloud or whatever, you can just go check out this site really quick and send your files.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So
I get upset every time I send something 2 gig is in my outbox and seeing it still hasn't been sent.
Yeah.
There you go.
You putting pressure on the mail system, bro.
Gotta freaking break it down.
Yeah.
Excel sheets now. Yeah. Great.
That's frustrating. So yeah, check out WeTransfer. That might work for you. That's, you know,
damn, a 2 gig Excel spreadsheet.
A lot of shit.
How many formulas is in that?
That's what's up. 2 gig Excel. That's what's up. Yeah. D Hustle's doing work. That's what he's doing. I'm doing what I got to do.
I hate the crap. Fuck it. Now I got to break it down. Why don't you tell me something? Tell me at least you're getting up to 2 gigs, so I won't have to freaking send it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, Raymond, always, thank you so much for those tech nuggets. And definitely keep tuning in. Raymond be dropping some gems, y'all.
Appreciate you.
Hopefully these will help you out. So we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look forward to it every week. I can't wait.
Me too. Especially that sound. And don't forget, don't call my guy Ray Ray.
Next episode, we got to say something about Ray Ray.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to get some clarity on that for sure. That's going to be the nugget, though. Yeah. Well, why do you don't want you to call you Ray Ray?
Story of my life.
That's crazy.
All right, fellas. All right. So I think we were going to move on to the next segment here. Let me cue something up real quick. No, not yet? All right. D-Hustle, go ahead. What's good, kid?
Put the news thing on for me.
Which? Oh, you want the news? All right, I got you.
Because there's still more news. I'm trying to figure this guy out here. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, D-Hustle. What you got, player?
Been a bit. Live here in WBGNY.
The Tech Hustle.
So, you was talking about Elon Musk earlier.
Yeah.
I got to mention Elon Musk again. Elon Musk, check this out.
Mm.
Issues an AI threat if he doesn't have more Tesla control.
What?
I thought he owned Tesla.
Mm, I thought he did own Tesla too. What's he talking
about? I'm confused.
Mm.
An AI threat.
If he doesn't take, I guess, so basically Elon Musk Monday said that on social media, uncomfortable growing Tesla to be a leader in AI and robotics without having 25% voting control.
Mm.
The chief executive added that he wants enough shares to be influenced, but not so much that I can be overturned.
Okay. You know what the details in. All right. So this is what it is. So you know a company is 100%, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't own 100% of Tesla. He owns 22% of Tesla.
That's a still big, but
yeah. Hell yeah, that's still a lot. Yeah. Big shout outs to him. Let me get at least 2 or 3%.
Yeah.
But because he doesn't own enough percentages, he can't like be the definitive like, yo, we gonna do this, right?
I'm amazed he doesn't have like 56% of
that's like interesting. 51%, but sometimes you gotta let stuff go so you can get investors and also be in positions so that you can open up more flow for money. But it looks like he owns 22%, and now he said, hey, I want 25% so I can control the vote to push Tesla in the direction that he wants to go.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, but he's the CEO, so being that he owns that percentage and being the CEO, that's not enough to make...
Not enough.
So he, as of right now, Elon Musk basically has nearly 30% in stakes in Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to selling TSLA shares to purchase Twitter, now X, to $44 billion in 2020.
I remember that.
Right? But what more does he need?
Yeah. Control? I mean, well, the thing is that when you are a publicly traded company and you have the title as CEO, you technically have to report to a board. Now, the board are the ones that are focusing on whatever the shareholders wants to do. Now, if the shareholders are more than Elon Musk, basically, let's say that it's 88% says no. Guess what Elon Musk have to side with? What that 88% said, which is no. So that's where he's really just battling it out, in my opinion.
So he needs more shareholders so what, he can sell?
I don't know. He might go and buy something else.
Well, basically comes out to my next thing. So basically right now, SpaceX, I don't know if you guys seen SpaceX.
His third or fourth company.
Yeah. Launched the Starlink satellite. Remember he was talking about the Starlink on Cape Canaveral.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Oh, that's what's up. So just for everybody, so Starlink is a wireless satellite internet system that Elon Musk is pushing through the SpaceX program, basically shooting these things up in space. And you said that there was a launch the other day in Cape Canaveral?
Cape Canaveral.
Oh.
And this is the 12th.
Wow.
The 12th flight. For the first stage, I think that's been more than NASA.
Yeah.
Wow.
SpaceX is killing it, bro.
Yeah, so they just brought up another satellite up there for his Starlink. Okay.
Yeah, it says it carried 23 Starlink satellites into low Earth's orbit on Sunday. Wow. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it before, but there are, and I have to look it up and I'll drop it in the newsletter for y'all to check it out. But there are maps to tell you where the satellites are positioned. And if it's a clear night, you can actually go out there and see the satellite pass by, like a cluster of them pass by. And it's basically going to be
everybody calling now UFO.
I see something. Yo, well, what is that?
That has confused the goons or, you know, a couple of times in the group chat. So.
Yeah, for sure.
I hear you.
But that's what's up, man. Well, I'm excited about the advancements we're making.
One more thing. Speaking of Elon
what up?
Tesla and all that, did you guys see Offset? I guess that's Cardi B's husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, X? Are they still?
Offset. I don't know if they're still married or not. But did you see on where he reached out to Elon directly? And
where's his Tesla?
He was like yelling at him, hey, where's my Cybertruck, Mr. Elon, that I ordered months ago? I thought that was interesting.
I heard that.
Yeah.
It's true. Where my shit at?
Yeah.
I'm expecting all these celebrities to have this shit a long time ago.
For sure.
So, what's the guy, Pharrell? I saw him driving up to his, job with the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Pharrell got connections.
Pharrell.
And was it a couple days ago, me and my son and we're driving, and sure enough, we drove right by the Tesla dealership, and one came out of the Tesla dealership.
And
of course my son noticed. He was like, Dad, look at the Cybertruck coming right out of the dealership. So that was cool. We saw one in person, and I'm on board.
What?
Like I said, I've been on board, but seeing it in person driving out of the dealership, I was like,
I still haven't seen one yet.
Yeah.
Nah. You want one?
I wouldn't mind. So,
I'm
not a truck guy, but
we're gonna wait till those prices go down.
Yeah. So I'm not a truck guy, but they definitely, Yeah, they have that look, so.
I feel like Raymond's already manifested. He's seen himself sitting in there with his son, Angie in the back, driving around town. I know you can already see yourself, kid.
So, yeah.
Driving around downtown. Waking up.
All right, big shout outs. I think, what's up next? Let me see. Hold on. I got something. You ready? Let me see how D-Hustle's feeling.
Wow! I feel good. Mm.
Woo! Sports are coming up next.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Let that ride out for a little bit right there. Here it goes. So good.
What up, D-Hustle? Give us some updates on the sports. And it sounds like you already called somebody out, the Cowboys. What's good, player?
Man, again, another disappointing year for your beautiful Cowboys. I'm going to give a shout out to that. Again, I want to say there was no surprise there.
There was no surprise the Cowboys were going to lose?
Yeah, there was no surprise. It happens every year.
Well.
No?
Against Green Bay? At home?
No. Cowboys loses it regardless in the playoffs.
Well, okay. I'll give you that.
You know what? Mm. And then the funny thing is, you ask Jerry Jones about it, and he's shocked himself. What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Every year. It's the same shit. Yo, man, you know what? Let me send something to the podcast. Go ahead.
What I loved is seeing all of the country unite on Twitter to go against Cowboys fans. That is, we need more unity like this. You know, the whole country, you know, was That's just uniting funny. On Twitter to go against Cowboys fans.
Yeah. I don't understand it, man.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is shocked and playoffs lost to the Packers. Mm-hmm. This is beyond my cup. Listen, shut up. It doesn't matter. You're garbage.
Yo, Jerry Jones, you should have seen that interview. Yo, he looked like he was lost. He didn't even know he was in his own stadium.
I just put up and signed in Discord. Look at his face. He was upset. Like he didn't know. Oh my God. We were like, what?
He was like, yo, am I in the right place? Like, isn't this my stadium?
It is. Obviously, you're not doing what you need to be doing.
Wow.
Have you guys seen all the memes and, you know,
man, they've been rolling.
Parodies and stuff like that?
Oh,
it's
my
been
God.
Great.
They've been rolling.
It's the best.
It's been great. Stephen A, too. Did you guys catch First Take yesterday?
What'd he say?
He had the Green Bay hat on with the shades on. It was Stephen A is a walking meme. So
big shout out to Stephen A. Thank you, sir.
Stephen A, I love you, man. Listen. We got to do something about these Cowboys. We got more stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, this crazy. But other than that, man, great football.
Super wild. Yeah. Super wild card weekend.
Super wild card weekend.
We need to take our super off of it.
A lot of people might be getting fired. Mm. Tomlin might get fired.
Yeah.
He's been there for long for Pittsburgh. Buffalo Bills beat them, in case you guys didn't know that.
Yeah,
I would be shocked if he's fired.
Bill Belichick.
Out.
Yeah.
Says it's no more England.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, what I'm hearing now, that if Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has interest in Bill Belichick, not be on the side.
Let me ask you a question, D-Hustle. Can you see those two egos fitting in together, Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick? I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Well, the thing is that Jerry Jones wants a ring, bro. If you bring in a ring, he's going to have to with that performance last time.
He's still in the camera, like all in the video. Like, what did
like a Diddy, right?
Yeah, like Diddy. It's like, I don't see it.
But the other thing is, you're giving us a little bit soft over here on the Dolphins side, man. We didn't really have. Give Raymond a chance.
Give Raymond a chance. So I don't know if you guys seen the Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen, the Dolphins.
Yeah, that was.
There's a lot of quietness going on here, but we're gonna break that into right now because we have a beautiful Miami. Actually, we got two Dolphin fans here. Uh-huh. I don't know if people know. Bobby, not so much. But Raymond.
But what do you mean, not so much? I mean, I am a Dolphins fan. I'm in South Florida. I represent home team.
Raymond, I need to hear more from about you. Anybody got some tissues here? Really?
Yeah. Oh,
first of all, what was it? -8 degrees?
Yeah.
Wow. And let's talk about that.
Yeah, NFL should have moved that game. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We don't play well in those type of weather.
No, we don't. I mean, you got a bunch of Florida guys, Floridians Facts. Going down there. I mean, for God's sakes, the Kansas City Chiefs coach, his mustache was frozen. His mustache was frozen, for God's sakes. I mean, even the weatherman stated, cover every extremities you have going to this game.
They knew what the heck he was doing.
Yeah,
they
did. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. This is my rant that every team should have a dome. I'm sorry.
But I would say that our roster was also our biggest challenge, too.
Yeah, roster was depleted, but still, it's football. You got to, you know, no excuses.
Yeah.
So they are the defending champs, and we got a butt beat. Offense was trash.
Yes, you got your ass whooped.
There's no sugarcoating it. Offense was
y'all niggas played like shit.
Trash. I mean, yeah, Tua played like crap.
Who the fuck is Tua?
Yeah. Wow. He needs to be reevaluated.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't hear, nowadays in football, if your quarterback is not mobile, there's no need for you to play. You do not have a line like Tom Brady had back in the days. Matter of fact, there is lines like that, like that garbage Philadelphia team that fucking lost.
Philadelphia
lost. Have a great line, protected Jalen Hurts, and still can't make nothing go off.
Yeah, I mean,
why? Top team. They were in the same since their bye week.
Yeah,
they've been losing consistently.
They started off 10-1 and they went 1-6.
Yeah, there you go.
That's five games.
Wow, the last five games, 1-6.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or last seven. Yeah,
so well, seven games, rather.
Yeah, last seven. Yeah. But yeah, they started off the season 10-1.
Wow. Yeah, so. But he also played the game injured too, so he had the quarterback.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's. I don't know, man.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care. He lost.
That was a shocker, though. I was not expecting.
The Giants fan, right?
Yeah. Giants fan. I've been home all day. I've been watching. I'm criticizing too.
Yeah, as a Giants fan, you're happy. You know, Eagles are out.
I mean, not as much as the Eagles, but fucking, yeah, the Cowboys.
Cowboys, I agree. Definitely. We can all unite.
You guys, but at the end of the day, I just put something on Discord here. It was the biggest, $23 million on average, made the Dolphins Chief the most streaming event in the U.S.
That's what's up.
Everybody went and got Peacock. Now, do you think this is
Peacock?
Yeah, Peacock. It was issued or played or viewed in Peacock. You couldn't get it anything else.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of ask you guys what your feelings about that is.
I think it's
like limiting it on a streaming platform
and
broadcasting.
It's business.
Yeah. I mean, we did it at Twitter. I don't know if y'all knew that we were streaming NFL on Twitter for at least one season.
I didn't know that.
2018, I believe. 2018. Yeah. And it's one of the most difficult things you have to do to coordinate and get it all put together. But it was financially a great choice for us because we were hitting numbers that we had never seen before in terms of people knowing and also streaming it on the platform on Twitter. So I know Peacock is very happy about the viewing and all the downloads that they had to get for the app.
But what about the controversy behind this? What do you guys think about this? Like for the old people who are not
tech savvy,
who have rabbit ears, who NFL playoffs, this is supposed to be free over the air TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You got like your grandpas and stuff who just should be able to just turn the TV on and watch this. And what do you guys think about that, D Hustle and Bobby D?
I mean, it's difficult being here down in South Florida. Obviously, you have a lot of Dolphin fans, and unfortunately, everybody don't have the same financial stability and or technical abilities as younger generations do. So there was a lot of people that either you had to go watch it at your cousin's house, friend's house, or go to a bar. But I mean, it is it sucks. It really does, especially if it's a local team, not even being able to stream it through local channels.
Right. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, it forces people to get a streaming service that for that, because I personally, to tell you the truth, I just would have gotten just for the football game, and then I would have just canceled right away.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's not fair, though, for the people
who... Yeah, it's not.
It's like pay-per-view almost, some people were saying.
That's exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
Because everything now is streaming.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot. Like, perfect example, how many people out there, or you guys, still pay for cable?
Yeah, for sure. I don't pay for cable like that no more. I do only streaming
stuff. I have
stuff.
It because it's connected to my TV.
Mm.
I have Samsung TV, so Samsung has their own TV.
True.
Stations.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I still pay for cable because I don't know any other way to get the football games on TV
consistently.
No,
Yeah. You, I mean, that's the only reason why I have it. Can you tell me how to get the football games over the TV? Because they make it where they make it impossible for you to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So unless you have rabbit ears and you put that on your roof, how can you watch a football game? Explain it to me. I'm waiting.
I mean, I got rabbit ears also. So what I do is I use streaming services like 90%, and then 10% is going to be rabbit ears where I get over the air.
Hulu got streaming services that you can watch football at. You have Prime also that you can watch football at.
Just have to pay for it.
But again, yeah, it's still streaming services.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything is paid for, Raymond.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. There's no way to get. But the people who don't have streaming or anything, you should be able to watch these football games for free with rabbit ears.
Yeah. You can if you go old school with the antenna.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But with Peacock, you couldn't do that for those folks. They got left out.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I think Peacock is part of NBC too.
No, this was exclusively on Peacock.
Yeah, correct.
Right, they are.
But they are supposed to have it
in the
ABC games and
Didn't. Not for this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. That's what the controversy lies around, where they didn't. They only put it on Peacock for like your grandmas and grandpas, like they were upset.
Raymond sounds like he's about to pick it.
He's on fire right now.
Really is annoying.
It's just another streaming service. Everything it all adds up.
But did you guys hear how much NBC paid the NFL to get this exclusively on Peacock?
How much?
$150 million
Wow.
They said, Mr. NFL, we're going to give you $150 million Allow us to put this on Peacock only.
Wow.
That's just,
NFL
that's,
said, write that
and
check.
That's crazy. Hoping that people will subscribe to get to that 100.
Exactly, exactly. And that's also, if you think about marks that they're making, the one that you post in the chat room, D-Hustle, 23 million people, right? Million streams connected to this platform. They knew what they were doing. They're forcing it down this pipeline for them to get new consumers, new users. And unfortunately, you know, the NFL is willing to take checks. Even if it sucks that people that only can take local streets can't get on the highway.
That's a shame.
You know what I'm saying? So
Did you see the Charles Barkley rant going off to the NFL about this?
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, Charles Barkley went ham on them.
Yeah. I can imagine.
NFL are greedy pigs.
Yeah. I mean,
it is what it is.
It's the sport. It's the sport. Thank you, Raymond, for your
Raymond's
nuggets.
Raymond's got the nuggets, baby.
And Raymond's going to be out there picketing. You going to boycott the NFL next year?
No, I'm not. Right, you know.
So updates here for football here. Cleveland took the big L to Houston. Miami, of course, you heard, lost to Kansas City. Green Bay looking beautiful over Dallas. Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about Detroit. Detroit beat Rams. It's been 32 years.
32 years.
32 years.
Yeah, and I watched the game, and they definitely.
Yeah, shout out to that organization over there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Detroit Lions. I saw a crazy stat where they had not won a playoff game since JF Kennedy was shot.
That's
crazy.
Since before this weekend. So, yeah.
Big shout out to them again. Let's give
shout out to the Lions.
Yeah,
I'm gonna root for them in the NFC side of the house.
Yeah, me too. I'm always with the underdog, but I don't know if you saw them play. I feel like they got a squad though. They really were able to put something together.
Yeah.
Buffalo beats Pittsburgh again. Pittsburgh is like another Cowboys. I want to say.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you saw that game, but that game there was like. They went at halftime and they only had 7 where they should have 14, maybe 21. And they threw an interception right in the end zones, in the red zone. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy cannot get a win at all, bro. Not a win in playoffs.
And Tomlin's defense, he doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he needs more than a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Najee Harris and freaking. Anyway, that's.
Yeah. Did y'all see the weather up there, though, too?
Oh, it was beautiful.
You love that?
I love that.
Darwin loves it. Ray was like, hell no.
It was really nasty out there. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I would be there for like maybe 20, 30 minutes and I go back.
Yeah. It was at least 3 to 4 feet of snow in the stadium and in the bleachers. I'm sorry.
That's insane.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, the game got postponed.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Philadelphia lost to Tampa Bay. So we're back to the Big 8 now.
That is shocking.
It is. Next week, big thing, Houston and Baltimore. I'm rooting for Baltimore. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, so I want to see Baltimore.
Yeah, I want to see Baltimore too. Yeah, you know, Lamar Jackson, South Florida guy. So,
That's what's up.
San Fran, Green Bay. I'm going to say San Fran there.
Yeah.
Tampa and Detroit. I am rooting for Detroit.
Me too.
And Kansas City and Buffalo. I am going to go with Buffalo.
Oh, you trying to get Kansas City out of the run?
Yeah, Kansas City. It's
I don't know how this Taylor Swift thing is like still running around, but
I mean, it's publicity. It's the show. People to watch. I mean,
Speaking of Taylor Swift, did you guys see the whole role when she was doing with the crowd?
Yeah.
It's probably the most cringiest thing I've ever seen.
So. I guarantee you she'll know nothing about football.
Yeah.
My man catches the thing and he scores a touchdown. That's all
That's it.
Yeah. You know, since we're on football, organic, where, you know, the crowd sees her, they boo and stuff. Did you guys see where Eminem was at the game and stuff like that?
I seen Eminem in
the crowd was roaring and singing along with his
big
song.
Big shouts to M.
Shout out to M.
He needs to drop an album.
True football fan, not fake, not, you know, he's not dating someone on the team that, you know, he's like, I don't want to say, you know, Taylor Swift, whatever. He's a true, you know, so yeah,
he's been a fan for a while.
Fan, sure. So shout out to him.
Shout out to my man over there. Other than that, man, good week on football, basketball. you know, a lot of injuries going on. And be hurt.
Are you doing fantasy football? I'm at basketball also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you staying up on that?
I'm all over the place on that. So yeah. Miami is, you know, Jimmy Butler finally came back from his little hurtness, so he's there balling now.
Home team, Miami Heat. Let's
Speaking
go.
Of Miami, shout out to Coach Spo getting that contract extension there.
Yes, he did. I totally forgot about that.
100 mil, 120 mil?
120, and he waited after the divorce.
Allegedly. D-Hustle, allegedly.
And going into a different account, player.
Yeah, D-Hustle, allegedly. So he waited after the divorce. Shout out to your employer there for doing that.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah, I told him that too.
Allegedly.
Allegedly? We don't know. Sounds like that. Don't remember me and my brother. Allegedly. But other than that, that's
what up, Swaggy P?
Swaggy P is in the house.
What up, player?
What's going on? Shout out to Swaggy P. Other than that, our beautiful, beautiful sponsor, Marvelous Creations.
Oh yeah.
I want to give a shout out to her. Valentine's is coming up. Valentine's here. Get your orders in.
For sure. For sure. Yes. MarvelousCreations.com.
Speaking of Valentine's, is Marvelous Creations taking any friends and family discounts or anything since Valentine's is coming up? You know
what
I'm saying?
I got you. Hold on. Listen in.
Yeah. You know, friends and family discounts? What?
Well, I mean, yes. I'm going to answer that question. Yes. Your order has to be at least 300 plus.
Oh, well, let's do it. Okay. Let's make it.
And then I'll make you a discount.
Okay.
I'll talk to her.
All right.
But big shout out to Marvelous Creations. Always killing it down here in South Florida, doing her thing. And we really appreciate your sponsorship as always. Big shout outs to you.
Shout outs.
All right, fellas. What do y'all think? Did we get into the end of the show today?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Let's cue up the music, kid. Cue it up. Oh man, let me tell y'all first of all, you don't know how happy I get when it's Tuesday, because we're gonna go and record this podcast. I get to chill with y'all, chat up, see how things are going, and definitely fill the audience in on what we got going on over here at the Tech Hustle.
Definitely.
Big shout out.
Before anything, go ahead and go to that. I just dropped something there on Discord about a beautiful Cowboys.
He's still rubbing it in.
Oh, blow that up.
Another meme. Oh my goodness.
The Cowboys circle.
Yeah. It's
season start,
beautiful.
Win some games. Fans gets their hopes up. We dumb boys. This is our year. And choke in the playoffs.
There it goes.
You know what? Give them credit, D Hustle. They did not choke in the divisional round. They did it in the wild card this time.
Give them props?
Yeah, give them props for, you know, putting themselves out of misery a week early. So,
hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, fellas. Well, big shout outs to everybody that's following along. Obviously, you can see our vibe out here. We're talking about tech. We're talking about culture. And we're definitely rubbing it in the Cowboys fans' face, it seems like.
Indeed. And also, ladies and gentlemen, it is cold out there in some places. Please buckle up.
Buckle up.
Put a triple fat goose on your North Face, your Columbia, whatever it is that you guys using, your trench, whatever.
Yo, we was talking about Pharrell earlier. Did you see that Louis Vuitton Timbos?
Oh my gosh, the worst.
How much are those things?
Do something for that.
A couple $1,000?
Maybe so. I don't know about that.
No, it's true. Nobody's gonna see the fucking logo on the top.
He's a creative director, right?
Yeah. He's getting check
he's
over
doing
there.
A lot of stuff.
Okay.
That's why he got that.
Kanye's mad.
That's why he's
Cybertruck already.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Some things I really want to drop real quick. First of all, call to action. If you're not already subscribe. If you're listening to this, that means you already know where to find us. Tell your friends about us. Let them know how and what kind of vibe we create in, because we're really trying to level everybody up on their journey in tech. That's what the Tech Hustle's here. We're building a community. Why not follow along? So click that button and subscribe for sure, though. Next up, we got our tech tour that I want to give you a little update on, right?
Okay.
So we're going to 10 cities. I don't know if y'all know, the Tech Hustle is going to be out in these streets. I want y'all to pull up. I want y'all to let me know where y'all want us to come through. We do got 10 cities already, but we're going to put them out there. South Florida's up first. February, we're going to be doing something in South Florida. And then the end of March, if you're familiar with the NSBE conference, bring the music down real quick. The NSBE conference is a National Society of Black Engineers. It's happening this year in Atlanta, Georgia at the end of the month. And the Tech Hustle is going to be out there. We're going to hold it down. We're going to be attending the conference. We might even do a recording out there. What do you think, D-Hustle?
Yep.
And definitely see if we can hold a spot up and, you know, maybe entertain a few mentees or subscribers or listeners. So hit us up if you're going to be in Atlanta for NSBE. The last thing I want to say is a big, big, big shout out. Turn the music back up. Let's bring it back up a little bit and give a big round of applause because we just got notified through our podcast platform that we're consistently getting 75 downloads every time
shout
we post an episode.
That's beautiful.
75 listeners tune into our show every week. And remember, we're only going up from here, so follow along. And then the last announcement I want to let y'all know is that the newsletter's coming out next week. Is the last Thursday of the month where we're going to give you a roundup of what we've been talking about this whole month and definitely give everybody a shout out on everything that they've been contributing to. So definitely subscribe. Other than that, that's all I got, fellas.
Yep.
Yeah, let's bring it in. Thank y'all so much again for tuning in.
Thank you all.
D-Hustle, as Peace. Always, holding it down. Raymond, don't call him Ray-Ray.
Call him Ray-Ray.
Thank you for them nuggets.
Ooh,
my guy. It's your boy, Bobby D.